Welcome back to the Press Box and a great Saturday in July. And as always on our Saturday program, our host, Dave Baker.
Gino, great talking to you on this Saturday. Unusual that we've got racing, but we're glad to have it, fans or not. You can watch, win, and wager. And as we get into it, we remind folks the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene, this is kind of the July edition of the Keeneland big week in the spring meet. And so two biggies today, as we have racing today and then one more day of racing tomorrow. The Ashland, which we'll talk about in just a minute, the Central Bank Ashland, and the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes.
You know, Brazzi, abbreviated meet, but a meet nonetheless. And we get a week of Keeneland, and we get to fill in the gaps. And we get, obviously, these races are super important, not only to the racing community, but also to the breeding community. Many of these horses have been bought and sold at Keeneland throughout the years. And, you know, for the breeders to have their customers, their clients, the buyers, to have the opportunity to come back and win a race at Keeneland, particularly the graded stakes races, it's very, very important. And, you know, thanks to Ellis Park for negotiating and giving the dates to Keeneland so they could run this week meet. And thanks to the Racing Commission for, you know, fitting it into the schedule and making sure it gets done properly. And, of course, thanks to Keeneland for always providing a grade one event.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about the Toyota Bluegrass. Always one of the great races each and every year. And a good field this year, highlighted, Gene, in some ways by the fact that there's a filly that's got a real chance, I think.
Yeah, Kenny McPeakers has decided to go with the Bluegrass rather than the Ashland for Swiss Skydiver. And, of course, this has been a crazy year, Buffy. Why not, right? I mean, if there's going to be another filly to win it, it might just not be 2020 where the world seems to be upside down. But, you know, of the three fillies that have won the Derby, we've had the pleasure in our lifetime of seeing two of them. I covered that, two of them,
yep.
Genuine Risk and Winning Colors. And, you know, this filly is going to get a shot to say whether or not she belongs with the boys. And I think that she'll get a lot of attention, a lot of play, a lot of intrigue. And obviously she's done everything she has done this spring to prove that she belongs or at least deserves the shot today, Buzzy.
Okay, so as you look at the rest of the field, who sticks out to you at least initially before we get to your pick?
Yeah, you know, Basin, the horse trained by Steve Asmussen, ran second to Charlatan in a division of the Arkansas Derby, I think is the preeminent horse in here. If you take out kind of the glamour and the notoriety and then maybe the interest level, I really think Basin is the horse to beat, Buzzy. You know, Asmussen has had a good year, a solid year, but he's, you know, he's always got good horses in his barn, without a doubt. And, you know, through the years he's had, you know, the likes of Gunrunner and all these great horses that have come in and out of his care. But this horse I really think is improving. You know, he wins the grade one, hopeful last year was a two-year-old. Had some time off. He's come back, and I really think he's sitting on a big race here today, Buzzy, in the Bluegrass. I just think that he's, you know, he's got class. He's shown the class, but I really think that they've taken their time with him. They've given him space between races.
Yeah.
And I really think if you can run second to Charlatan down at Hot Springs, you've got to be a big contender here.
That's pretty good. So the question becomes, my friend, how do you play?
Well, you know, I think a lot of action is going to be on the filly, Buzzy. I think that she'll be, you know, a prominent factor in the how the race is dictated. You know, being a forward presence in the race, I think obviously Keeneland throughout the years has been a track that has favored speed. But I really think that Basin is the horse to be. You know, there's a horse in here named Rushy that Michael McCarthy is bringing in from the West Coast. And, you know, he just ran behind AP Honor out there in the Santa Anita Derby. Michael McCarthy is an interesting guy in terms of shipping horses. He only really ships when he, I think, has a legitimate shot. And I think you got to give Rushy a good, strong look. finishing behind both Honor AP and behind Authentic. Those are going to be two of the big favorites for the first Saturday in September and the 146th running of the Derby. Those are going to be my two, Rushy underneath and over top. I'm going to box them, Bazin and Rushy.
Okay, so Gene, let's just look quickly now as well at the, I believe it's the 83rd running of the Grade 2 Central Bank Ashland Stakes. Field of six going a mile on the 16th on the main track, getting points in this one on the road to the Kentucky Oaks.
Yeah, you know, this is a race that, you know, you really thought maybe Swiss Skydiver would go for and then make the determination, is she going to go in the Derby or the Oaks? I think she would have been a prohibitive favorite in here. Obviously, the connections have elected to go against the boys. That leaves the kind of wide open in a short field, and in a short field, I tend to go with speed. And Venetian Harbor just seems to have the preeminent speed in here, Buzzy. I think she's going to be very tough if she's given an opportunity to kind of give her head and not be banging and knocking early in. Bonnie South, the course trained by Brad Cox, has been at Keeneland for quite some time after running a huge race down in the Fairgrounds Oaks. And she is a legitimate contender, but I'm going to go with Venetian Harbor here in the Ashland.
Okay, so you can get all of Gene's picks right here at the PressBoxLTS.com. You can go ahead and go to the Facebook page, check out the show, and you can get all the information you need on the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, which is ready to open its doors. So today, the Press Box and our weekly racing preview has been brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping that you and yours have a marvelous weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend. And before I let you go, do you have a pick that you like? Since I will tell you, I have to remind you that Hawk Creek Hustle did finish last last week.
It was just a little bit of an off effort for the Hustle, but I expect, just like Thunder Snow came thundering back after a proper amount of rest and retooling, that Hog Creek Hustle will be refreshed just like I will be this weekend.
And who is your selection for this weekend?
I do not have a premium selection. If I had a free pick of the week, I'd give it to you. The one thing I tell you that you really got to take into account is, as you know, I don't live too far from the track. I mean, these pop-up thunder showers, I mean, we have gotten some monstrous rain this week, you know, for like periods of time, and it's only hit from about the airport to Keeneland. I mean, and delay for 15 minutes on Thursday. But hopefully it's going to be just a little bit cooler, and it'll be a wonderful day for people to socially distance in their own abode and go to the app and bet big.
I like the way you think, my friend.
All right, brother. Take care. Have a great weekend. Love you, pal.
See you, brother. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.